Today's listeners' stories are both from Ireland. The first story was sent in by a man who was working in Ireland. In 2015, I was working as a shop fitter for a big DIY chain of stores. We were travelling all over the country, going from town to town, and each job would last for around 3 days. It was the last job of my 3 months in Ireland, and we booked into a hotel in Mullingar, the Greville Arms Hotel. It was my last night in Ireland, so I decided to stay up late and have a few drinks and listen to the musicians play at the regular open mic session. The two men that I was working with decided to go to bed early, as we had an early start the next morning to catch our plane back to England. I was having a wonderful time, chatting with the locals and singing along to the Irish tunes that I'd grown up listening to. When around 11 o'clock, the younger man who I'd been working with came downstairs to the bar and ordered a coffee. I asked him why he'd come down so late, and he said that the air conditioning unit in his room had broken and was making too much noise for him to sleep. The hotel staff sent him downstairs for a free drink while I prepared another room for him. After a short time, the hotel manager gave him a key to another room. We finished our drinks up and both headed towards our rooms for the night. Above the bar area was a period-style room that had a tribute to the author James Joyce, so I took him that way to our rooms as he hadn't seen it. We started to walk up the stairs, and halfway up, I noticed a woman sat on a chair reading a book. As we got to the top of the stairs, the woman just disappeared, right in front of us. I saw her long enough to describe her. She had long red hair, tied in a plait, and she was wearing a long green dress. She was very beautiful. When I thought about it afterwards, she was wearing a period costume, but she looked like a normal person, not what I imagined a ghost to look like. I looked at the younger lad, and I asked him, "Did you just see a woman sitting over there?" as I pointed to the chair. He just looked at me in absolute fear and ran off to his room. I looked around to see if there was anywhere she could have gone, but there was nowhere she could have gone without us seeing her leave. The next morning at breakfast, I asked the lad if he'd seen the woman, but he refused to answer, still with a shocked look upon his face. He just said that he won't talk about it. A few weeks went by, and I saw the lad on another job in England. I asked him again if he'd seen the woman on that night, and he said that he did. He said he watched her disappear, but he won't talk about it ever again. The next story was given to me by another man who'd also been visiting Ireland in the same year. I'd booked a golfing weekend with friends in 2015, and we booked rooms at the Rogan's Town Hotel and Country Club, which isn't too far from Dublin. They had an amazing golf course, and we had a great time in the evenings with spectacular food. On the Saturday, after a long day of playing golf, I headed to my room to freshen up, and the room seemed to have a strange atmosphere. I put it down to be feeling tired and hungry. As I was taking a shower, I heard footsteps. I thought someone had entered my room. I opened the shower curtain to find wet footprints leading out of the bathroom. I followed the footprints, which took me to the bedroom, and they stopped at the bed. I got myself ready and went downstairs, not telling any of my friends, as they would have laughed and said I was mad. After a pleasant evening of laughter and conversation, I retired back to my room before having another long day of golfing again. I opened the door to my room, and again, it seemed to have a strange atmosphere, a dark feeling. I ignored it and got into bed. About an hour later, I was woken up. It felt like someone had climbed into bed with me. I sat up and turned on the light. I turned to my left and there was a woman with long blonde hair, wearing a nightgown, sitting next to me. I screamed. Luckily, no one heard me. The next morning, I asked the staff if I could change rooms. When they asked why, I just said I'd had a few disturbed nights. When the girl on the desk realised what room I was staying in, she asked me if I'd seen her. I asked, "Seen who?" She said, "The woman who sits in the bed." I couldn't believe it. I then told her my story, and they changed my room without any fuss. If you've had an encounter with a ghost and would like me to read it out, please contact me on the website, ghosttales.co.uk, or via social media, Facebook or Instagram, @ghosttales podcast.